In early 1700, coffee consumption boomed in Germany. In Leipzig, coffee houses started opening and proved so popular that several taverns rebranded themselves as coffee houses. But this exotic and often expensive drink was also highly criticized. It was said to overstimulate the senses and weaken the body. The coffee houses attracted both men and women, but sometimes there were women of ill repute. As a result, the Council of Leipzig twice banned women from entering the coffee houses. Upper-class women responded by inviting friends to their homes, drinking coffee together in coffee circles. Bach himself enjoyed coffee, possibly excessively. It is even thought that he may have drunk up to 30 cups a day. He wrote his coffee cantata in 1734, just a few months after the professor of botany at Leipzig University had been promoted following a dissertation on the dangers of overindulging in coffee. In Bach's cantata, a young woman, called Liesgen, loves her coffee. Her father tries to stop her drinking it by threatening to forbid her to marry unless she stops. But Liesgen lets it know that she will have the inclusion of 3 cups of daily coffee as part of her marriage contract. In her first aria, Liesgen says that coffee is sweeter than 1,000 kisses and sweeter than muscatel wine. If anyone wants to give her a treat, they must give her coffee. Her praise of coffee is accompanied by elaborate flute playing. Here is Somjo with the Concertgebouw Orchestra singing Schweig die Stille, plaudert nicht, from Bach's coffee cantata.
Ich bin süß, himmlischer als Tag und Kühl.
Ramjo with the Concertgebouw Orchestra singing Schweigt die Stille, plaudert nicht from Bach's Coffee Cantata. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.